Listener Production.
Morning, I'm Tessa Randello with the latest. National Cabinet is currently meeting with COVID ISO top of the agenda. The Tassie Premier's backing his New South Wales counterpart, who will push to scrap the mandatory 5 days altogether so those without symptoms can go to work. Dominic Perrottet speaking ahead of the meeting this morning.
Always held the view that we need to get to a point where if you're sick, you stay at home. If you're well, you go out and about and enjoy life. And that's where we have to get to as a country.
Meantime, the federal government has announced this morning that the Defence Force will stop providing COVID support to aged care homes today. It's been a key measure throughout the pandemic, but with the winter peak now behind us, Canberra says it's appropriate. The borders have been closed to make sure an alleged gunman can't leave the state as the manhunt enters day four. Police have started a task force to find Robert Grieg after shots were fired at two police cars in the state south on Monday night. In an unrelated matter, they're also searching for Bodie Savage, who ran out of the Hobart Magistrates Court on Wednesday. We're being asked not to approach the men if they're spotted. Overseas briefly, the US president has warned that Hurricane Ian could be Florida's deadliest one on record as the cleanup begins in the aftermath of the Cat 4 system. At least a dozen deaths have been confirmed so far. And back home, the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre will start distributing the results of their Koonani cable car survey of candidates. It's asked all the candidates about their view in the upcoming Hobart Council elections to understand what steps they would take to protect the mountain's Aboriginal and heritage values. The former Aussie Test captain is returning to the game in the first match of the Tasmanian Premier League on Sunday. He's back at his home team, University of Tasmania, who are taking on Newtown. And the Bombers believe Brad Scott is the man to lead them to the promised land. He's been confirmed as their new coach, poached from his role as the AFL's footy ops manager, and picked ahead of James Hurd and Adams Uze.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.